Your company needs a good company. Midco is local, like you, with solutions for any size business, internet, phone, TV, data center, and advertising services. Imagine a pie chart that is 97% filled with your business rocking, 3% with office supplies, or a graph of your company's success that goes up and to the right like a wicked hockey stick. You see it? With us, it's possible. Real people, reliability, really great service. Really, Midco Business.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. joining us in studio. The KFJO Morning Crew is a home inspector. If you have any questions about your house, you can call the Laney Studio Lines, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346 or text in your questions to 35270. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning.
Well, we've got rain in the forecast, so we thought maybe we should get some reminders from you about how to keep water out of our basements.
Yeah, not sure how much rain we're going to get, but it seems like it might rain every day this week, possibly. Now, our soil is really dry, so the question is if that rain is just going to soak up into our soil or actually end up going right against your foundation and into your drain tile and into your sump pump here. But generally, are the residents of Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo ready for heavy rainfall? My answer to that is a big no. Things we see every day in most of the houses are clogged gutters and downspouts. We see the downspout extensions are either blown away, long time gone, or removed before the winter by the homeowner and not hooked up again, or that they're damaged. And you want to make sure that the downspouts are discharging 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation, and most of the houses do not have that.
So if we call complaining we've got water in our basement, you're going to be like, did you clean your gutters? Did you put the downspouts on?
And most are not ready for that. The other thing is we see a lot of sump pumps actually that aren't working. I think last week we came over 3 or 4 sump pumps that weren't working and the homeowners were not aware of it. And, you know, before the winter, we always tell people to remove their sump pump extension or the hose extension on the outside wall and so it won't freeze over.
Right.
But now it's really about time to put it back on again.
Oh, sure.
We see some that are on, but a lot of them either just coiled up into the window well on the other end of it or just laying right next to the foundation. So you want to make sure to figure out if your sump pump is working first of all and where it's discharging. A lot of houses have the option to discharge their sump pump water into the city storm sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to switch to discharge it out to your backyard or street again. The city of Fargo and the city of Moorhead require that you discharge your sump pump water to the street or your backyard as of April 1st. And we know today is April 6th.
And your backyard could use that water, even if it's coming out of the sump pump, right?
And we see most are still discharging into the city sewer. The city of West Fargo gives you a little longer time. They require it as of April 15th.
Okay.
So the last thing, talking about moisture in the basement, is the drainage around the foundation. And I'm sick and tired of talking about this because I do that with, you know, 4 home buyers every single day. 80 or 90% of all the houses we inspect, the ground or the landscaping is sloping back towards the foundation, allowing water to go in that same direction. And we all wonder, why do we have so many houses with moisture problems? So
sure.
Are we ready for rain?
Get ready, Lars is telling you right now.
Our Laney studio line is open at 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text your question in to 35270.
And sticking with that water line here, Lars, somebody texting in on their water spigots where they hook up the garden hoses. One has good water pressure, but the other does not. Is there a way to adjust that or fix that?
You know, there could be a lot of different reasons for that. If this is an older house, maybe there's an old water supply going to the one side and the newer water supply going to the other hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a newer house, I'm not sure. It sounds like it might be a case where there's old water supply and two supply line to one of the faucet.
So maybe if they're not a fix-it person, maybe have a plumber come over and take a look at that?
Yeah, it could be that there's like a galvanized supply line going to the one, and those types of water lines will rust from the inside and the water pressure could get reduced. So I'm guessing.
Okay.
It's a long shot, but I'm guessing that is why.
You mentioned sump pumps. How often should you replace your sump pump? If your sump pump is 5 years old, buy a new pump. If it's 3 years old and runs year-round, replace the pump, or wait until they die?
There's no right answer to that, but you want to make sure that at one point you replace your sump pump before it stops working. So at one point, you have to replace it while it works, and that's where most people go wrong, because it's working. I'm not going to replace it yet, but a lot of people go by 3 years or 5 years. It also depends on the quality of the sump pump. My best advice is to have a water pressured or a battery powered backup sump pump hooked up, so that in the event your main fails, you have something that protects you still. So if you have a secondary pump, you can always try to squeeze some more years out of your primary.
Now, you go back to that foundation that you're talking about and people not building it up. Is it maybe they're using the wrong kind of soil around the foundation, or is it something that we should be adding to every year, or what commonly is going on there, Lars?
Yeah, so the soil always settles back towards the foundation because the soil next to the foundation once was disturbed when the house was built. It was dug up, and then we backfilled it, and it's tough to compact that soil enough, so you'll see that it's going to settle back towards the foundation. So really what you want to do, if your land is sloping back towards your foundation, is go grab some black pulverized dirt, pile it up against the foundation, maybe keep a good 3-4 inches from the siding still, and make sure that everything drains away. That will keep your basement drier and also help your foundation from taking on all that pressure from the saturated soil next to the wall.
How far away should your sump pump hose run from the house?
You know, for our downspout extensions, we're saying 4 to 6 feet. And you probably want to do a little further than that with your sump pump. I don't think there's any right or wrong answer there either, but I would say as far as possible.
Okay.
And it depends on, you know, how your yard is. Do you have a drain somewhere, or can you just throw it out to the street?
Now, if you get water in your basement, you get rain, get water in your basement, and you didn't do all these things Lars just told you to do, well, you didn't listen. All right, Lars, thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Home Inspector Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. If you have any questions for him, you can give him a call at the office, 701-566-1446. You can also find them online and on Facebook. And Lars joins us every Tuesday at 6:40 to answer your home questions.